voluntarily, unconditionally, immediately. This is how you could describe Jesus' obedience. Obedience means doing the will of another, regardless of the cost. He once said, "I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but the will of him who sent me," John 6:38. And later in Gethsemane, when the Lord Jesus shed tears in the face of the terrible suffering on the cross, he said to the Father, "Not my will, but yours be done." Luke 22:42. Impressive. In a world in which obedience is becoming uncool, in which people rebel against authority, and in which people would rather give orders than receive them, the Lord sets an example of perfect obedience. In this, he is our role model. "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who became obedient to the point of death." Philippians 2:5-8. Obedience is absolutely central to God in the life of a believer. Conversion is the first step of obedience, and from now on, life should be characterized by it. Peter writes that we have been chosen for the obedience of Jesus Christ, 1 Peter 1-2. This means that God wants us to have the same attitude to God's commandments as Jesus himself, voluntarily, unconditionally, and immediately. After his conversion, Paul asked, "What shall I do, Lord?" Acts 22:10. It is indeed a hallmark of the new life to want to do the will of God, whatever the cost. Many people associate obedience with servile exploitation, a slave owner ruthlessly assigning difficult tasks to his slave in order to torture him, in other words, involuntary obedience out of fear. But Christ's obedience was characterized by voluntary obedience out of love. He obeyed because he loves. "But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do." John 14:31. And what about us? "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word." John 14:23. The Lord Jesus says to us, so to speak, "I recognize the depth of your love for me based on your obedience, whether and in what manner you keep my word." So, what happens when we disobey the word of God? Anyone can draw a sad conclusion. How do we react to statements in the Bible, i.e. the will of God, that don't suit us personally, that address a sore point in our lives, that put us in the light of God, that are unpleasant? Perhaps we can make statements such as, "Surely the Bible verse is not meant to be that radical, and that's impossible to keep." Some Christians justify choosing an unbelieving partner as follows: "God wants me to reach him, her, with the gospel." Open disobedience, piously disguised. What about the commandment to love one another, with the Great Commission, with the repeated call to give one's life to God, with the admonition to resolve disputes between believers before next Sunday, with sexual purity, and so on? As believers, we are called to obey God voluntarily, unconditionally, and immediately, not under pressure and being forced, but out of love. In this, too, the Lord Jesus is our perfect role model. And let us not forget, God will absolutely reward every obedience.